KNW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's a hearing today over the challenge to Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency's oversight and cuts to the federal government. That challenge brought by 14 states, but that department continuing to expand its scope, says ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
ABC News has learned DOGE requested access to an IRS data system that retains the personal tax information of millions of Americans. Sources say they have not been granted access yet. Today, Musk is expected to visit the Air Traffic Control Command Center to better understand what the FAA needs to modernize the system.
The union representing FAA employees says hundreds have been laid off. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's in Saudi Arabia ahead of talks with Russian officials aimed at ending the war. More than 300,000 in the U.S. without power as a result of storms that brought flooding, blamed for at least 10 deaths. And the Vatican says Pope Francis has a respiratory infection, which requires further hospitalization for the 88-year-old. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The spring primary election is tomorrow. Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. Melissa Kay has more information for you.
Statewide, there's a primary for state superintendent of public instruction, with incumbent Jill Underley running against Jeff Wright and Brittany Kinzer. There are local primaries in municipalities across the state for school boards and local board positions. If you need an approved ID to show at the polls, you can obtain one at the DMV. There is no separate voter ID. You can check the Wisconsin Elections Commission website to see what forms of ID are accepted at the polls.
Check myvote.wi.gov for information on the local primaries on your ballot. A new plan from Governor Tony Evers would finally close the Green Bay Correctional Institution, in addition to other sweeping changes for the state's correctional system. Area leaders have asked for a new prison to be built for over a decade. Evers' plan would not build a new prison in Green Bay, but would close GBCI outright. GBCI is the second oldest prison in the state, built in 1898. The oldest is in Waupun, built in 1851. Under the governor's plan, that facility would be converted to a medium security center focused on vocational training. The plan would cost about $500 million and would have to be approved by the Republican-controlled legislature. Dangerously cold temperatures are in store for the next few days in New Wisco. The coldest temperatures will be felt tonight through Wednesday, with lows in the negative double digits and dangerous wind chills into the negative 30s for the next two nights. Temperatures will begin to rise Thursday and are expected to get back above freezing this weekend. More details coming up in the forecast. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers' Yelich says he's ready. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich says he expects to be ready to play on opening day. Yelich at spring training telling JS Online about his decision to have season-ending surgery after dealing with back pains the last couple of years.
Certainly the pre-op was pretty uncomfortable to me. Once it kind of got to the point where I think it was like right before the All-Star break, that's kind of when it started getting pretty bad. And then tried to keep going post-All-Star break and, you know, those last few years, just trying to, you know, manage it on a day-to-day. So hopefully that's a little bit better and a little easier, and don't really have to deal with those multi-week absences or anything like that anymore. But yeah, it's kind of nice to be on the other side of it, and hopefully a lot less problems going forward.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers at home tomorrow night against Illinois, 7:30 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers coming off that huge win over Purdue on Saturday, 94-84. John Tonjay leading with 32 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny but frigid today with a high near 4 above. Wind chill values between negative 15 and negative 25. For tonight, wind chill values again in the teens and 20s below zero. Actual low temperature of 10 below. Right now, 2 below.
I have just 3 words for you.
Porta potty.
Racing.
Yeah, I bet this 411 has got your attention. Saturday, February 22nd at the Smiling Moose in Newton, that's a Manitowoc area, attendees from all around will witness teams push and pull a porta potty contraption that they made themselves 30 yards to cross the finish line. There are crappier ways to spend your day, but this isn't one of them. So go sign your team up or just witness the spectacle by going to wgbw.fm, click events, and let your curiosities be sated.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, are you exhausted, tired, fed up? We get it, but we want you to get involved. Luann Bird is going to join us to talk about ways to keep going. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number 3, Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, and 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app. Started out the day, and we're still about the same place. Wind chill of 20 degrees below zero, 5 below in Oshkosh, 2 below in Appleton, 2 below in Green Bay. We had Brittany Merlot on earlier, talked about it being 24 below zero wind chill in Wausau. 40-degree wind chill below zero in Superior. I mean, just some crazy, crazy weather. Special thanks having Brittany on today. Lance Allen, who's on his way to Arizona to cover the Brewers from CBS 58. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Wonderful segment. She's so knowledgeable about that stuff. And now Paul Vandenplas, content creator of Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Hey, thanks for having me back, guys.
You bet. Great to have you.
Before we get to you, I just want to say that this weather, how cold and... It's going to be 40 degrees above zero a week from today.
Of course. That sounds like Wisconsin.
80 degree difference.
That's pretty cool. All right. So how are you doing, man? You've been at this for how long? Wonderful Wisconsin. You're doing your podcast featuring on some of the most unique things in our community.
Sure. This is probably, I think, month 8 now I'm doing this. So not super long, but.
No, but you kicked it off when the first time you were here, I think.
I had only been doing it, I think, 2 months.
Right.
First time I was here.
So what's gaining traction? Tell people what you do first. I mean, you go pretty much anywhere.
Oh, sure. So I'm featured on social media. My biggest is TikTok. But I've recently moved over to Facebook because I realize a lot of people don't have TikTok, Instagram. If there's a social media platform, I'm on it.
Who wouldn't have TikTok? Yeah. Jeez, come out of the dark ages.
So I just make videos that are roughly a minute, and it's just a quick, here's this place, this is why it's special, come visit, and here's the information that you need.
Well, Kristen even said with her things, it's real tight. You know, she was doing 5 minutes. It's like, no, 3. No.
Exactly. Especially with the kids today. They don't want to watch an hour video about some waterfall somewhere. It's just like, yeah, give them the info. They're like, okay, that's cool.
But there's still a market for that. People like me. I don't watch waterfalls for an hour. What do people, I mean, you see how many, whatever it's called, how many downloads, whatever. You see how much attraction you get. Absolutely. What are people attracted to?
I guess that's a tough question.
Without telling
any
trade secrets, right. I respect that.
I think it's just showing off things that people... I have two types of content that do really well. It's either the thing that nobody's ever heard of, or the place like... here, if I would do Lambeau Field. Everybody knows about it and has an opinion about it. So then people will want to... they'll want to tune in, they'll want to see it, they'll want to comment on it.
But also the dive bars or what's something that people don't know about that you cover and you get a lot of clicks? That's the word I was
looking for. A lot of like county parks that people don't know about. So oh, really? I did. Yeah, like Dells of the Eau Claire County Park up near Wausau. Beautiful. It looks like you're in Wisconsin Dells. There's just rocks and bluffs right That's on cool. the Eau Claire River. It's so beautiful. It costs no money to go. There's the Ice Age Trail goes right through. Yeah. You can walk. You can take your dogs. You can do a picnic. And yeah, it costs no money to go. And if you didn't live in that local area, you'd have no clue it was there.
No.
How are you finding these?
Google.
Oh, right?
And then I have a lot of people who like my content, and so they'll send me messages and be like, you got to check out this place. I want to see it. So that helps. I always say we're more like a community. I'm just kind of the face of the community of these people who love Wisconsin and want to show off these really unique things.
So you're doing this whole Wonderfully Wisconsin. That's the name of your segment.
Yes.
And 2 minutes long on something either that everybody knows they want to know more about, or it's something that people don't know about. Can I ask you, how do you monetize something like that? Because I think you've got a pretty cool job, right? Sure. To go around, do videos, and I'm sure people are very welcoming to you because they want free advertising,
oh,
right?
Of course.
Do you charge them?
No, I haven't charged anyone yet. It's just because I'm ultimately, you know, I'm my own boss, so I'm making the decision on the places that I want to go and feature. I'd hopefully like to. I'm starting to branch out to, okay, if you're a business and you want some more exposure,
right?
Hey, you know, I would come in. If it's not exactly a place that I would go to on my own, hey, I'll feature you. You just have to be, you know, Wisconsin business, something small. Right. You know, it's like I'm not going to go and do a video for Walmart. It's not
right.
what I'm doing.
Well, that's cool.
But is it one of those things, though, too, where there's a part of you that's just, I always wanted to do something like this. I mean, some of these people make a lot of money. Yep. And Jim normally dances or tries to dance around it. But tell me about your financials.
He didn't have to tell me.
So he used a good term of monetize.
Right. Right. I didn't know if you charge.
And that's why I'm wondering, too, is this a moneymaker yet?
Yeah, I've started to actually make some money off
okay.
of it.
Good.
The monetization is the actual
term. We beat around the
term.
Bush long enough. Let's get to it here, Paul.
But that's
when you're driving.
That's actually the term that TikTok uses, is that I have monetized accounts. So they pay me, I think it's like $1.30 per 1,000 views, and they have to be qualified views, so it has to have a certain amount. So it's not like, okay, I have 1 million views, so then, okay, you divide that at the $1.30 per 1,000. It doesn't work that way, but, you know, if I do 1 million views, it's like, well, I'm probably getting $200 off of it, which is not a ton. It pretty much just recoups my costs.
But you got the entire world that could be a potential
right.
customer.
That's
right?
just it.
Well, I mean, right. And
you must be feeling pretty good about this draft coming up too, right?
Oh yeah. Now see, that's, I had some contact with some folks at the city of De Pere. They want me to come in and feature some of their businesses, because hey, they want people to know that are coming in, like, hey, we're right down the road from Green Bay, and we have wonderful businesses. Right. So that's where it's like, I'm going to start branching out and hopefully start
and
to
parking.
Work.
Yeah, don't disrespect. Don't take this the wrong way. But I don't think Green Bay needs you for that. You know, these other areas are the ones that need
exactly,
you.
Right, exactly. You know? So, yeah, working with that, I have a meeting today with a really big brand here in Wisconsin that everybody knows, to actually enter into a partnership. So getting paid that way to do content.
Save
for
big money. I don't know. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Hey, if Menards wants in, I'm good with that.
That's exciting for you. I mean, and people, they just, Google, what do they do to get onto Wonderfully Wisconsin? Tell me how one would access your website.
So whatever social media platform you're on, whether it's Facebook or TikTok's my main one. But if you're on Facebook, you just search Wonderfully Wisconsin. I'll come up and you can see I post all of my same videos to each platform. But then each platform has its different ways I can interact. So I like Facebook because it's more personal. So I can post, you know, like, the Saturday I went around to like different places in Manitowoc County, and I posted, all right, I'm going to be here. So, hey, if I'm in the area, maybe somebody can say like, oh, check out this bar, check out this restaurant while you're in the area.
Right.
Or I do things, you know, I did a post a couple of weeks ago. I love Brunschweiger. And I was really curious of like, is this just a Wisconsin thing? Is this a Midwest thing? Because I can't imagine people in California like, oh, I wake up in the morning, I have to have some Brunschweiger on toast.
I don't know what that is.
So that's that stuff in yellow, right?
Is the Oscar Mayer little tubes of the spreadable meat.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's like
liver sausage?
Yeah, it's like liver sausage or liverwurst.
Liverwurst, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just things like that, you know, like having some interaction. And so, yeah, each platform is a different thing.
Okay. But. So they just go there. So I'm going to impress you right now. I have the Lemon app.
Lemonade?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on there.
Oh, I don't even know what it is. Somebody just said TikTok's going out if you want to keep up with the kids, because I do that for students, but I've never used it. Anyway, just... But sure. Lemonade is like, wasn't that the alternative to TikTok?
Yeah, but it's different. It's kind
TikTok's
of like
TikTok's back in now, right?
Yep. Yeah, and I think it's here to stay.
Yeah.
So,
anyway, that's cool you're doing all that. What? Yeah. Tell me what you're looking... Are you going to focus on a... you have kids, right? You're talking about the families. Like, there's some unbelievable deals out there for families, and life's expensive, and if I can find something that's fun for free, I mean, I would want to go to your...
Yes. Yeah, I do a lot of that. So I kind of try to mix it up. So I'll do one video might be about a bar. One video might be about a brewery. One video might be about like that park that I talked about.
Right.
A lot of stuff I do focus family friendly, either low cost or no cost. So I would say that's at least half of the content that I put out.
Did you always want to do that? I mean, before you could take a cell phone and walk around anywhere you want and do a video and pop it up for the world to see, did you want to be like a TV feature reporter or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I always felt that I had that ability in me. You know, even in high school, I was taking all those classes and you know, I was just really interested in it. But I just never pursued it.
Okay. But I see, you know, that's the number one thing we always talk about, that do you have this certain thing of... This is what I do love to do. And not to be cliche about, you know, and you never work, but you got to want to do something like that to really your interest has to come through, I guess is what I'm saying. Because the camera doesn't lie, and you can tell if somebody's just kind of phoning in a story like that.
Yeah.
And that's why I thought Jeff Alexander was always, Jeff, I'll tell you what, no matter what the story was, you felt like Jeff was really interested in this person's story and really telling this person's story in the best way possible. Where I've worked with a lot of other reporters, like, let's slam this out, let's whatever, whatever. So you've got that certain inquisitiveness or something of wanting to tell these stories.
Of course, of course. It's always just genuinely me. I don't try to be anything else.
Right.
It's like, take me as I am. If you like me, you'll like my content. And if you don't, that's okay.
Okay.
Well, and if your audience is indeed the Wisconsin people, you're one of them.
Right.
You know, born and raised, you got a couple kids, so you probably put on there what you would like to, like you wish you would have seen.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Absolutely. And my whole thing too was when I started this, it was a lot of people, you know, growing up in Wisconsin, a lot of people tend to say, you know, oh, there's nothing to do. This place sucks. You know, it's just a typical defeatist attitude. And it's like, well, I've traveled a lot around the state. Just doing stuff. My parents were Special Olympics coaches.
Oh.
And doing that, I played sports. So I got to see a lot of the state and like realize, wow, this state is beautiful. There's so much to do. There's so much history. It's so interesting. So, hey, maybe if I can introduce this awesome stuff to people who live here, who people are curious about visiting or moving here, you know, that I can be a platform for that.
Sometimes we think everybody knows what we know. And they don't, like House on the Rock, right? You think everybody's been there. We did a survey one time, stopped people on the street. You've ever been there? And I was surprised. I thought everybody has been there.
There are a lot that weren't, or that haven't, rather.
But there's, I agree that Wisconsin is just, it's a beautiful state. Especially when you go, it's beautiful everywhere, but the west part is really, really nice with the rocks, with the hills.
And, oh, sure. I was just out there 3 weeks ago for 3 days and did a bunch of content. Unbelievable.
It's almost like you're in a different state in a certain way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom always said, you know, there's 72 books in the Bible and there's 72 counties in Wisconsin, so there's something there. I'm like, whatever, Mom. But it is a beautiful...
Is that legit?
Yeah, she said that all the time.
I mean, she knew that? There was 72? Of course, she was a teacher.
While we were little kids, too. Anyway, Wisconsin is a wonderful state. I'm glad you're sharing that with people at no cost to them, right?
Right.
I mean, I can go and learn about something in a minute, minute and a half, 2 minutes. Credible by you.
Can you stick around?
Of course.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Back with more, and then we also have Stacey Ryan come up, a great local author. Back after this. Everyday people.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund, and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Community is more than where you live. It's the people in it who show up each day and help it thrive. During Black History Month and year-round, AARP recognizes the everyday excellence of those who give back to their Wisconsin communities. They believe when efforts drive change for the greater good, everyone thrives together. Connect and learn what AARP is doing locally and how they can make the communities better for all ages. Visit aarp.org/WI. Paid for by AARP.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back! Big Badger win yesterday. Good to hear them cranking it up. Paul Vandenplas, content creator, wonderfully Wisconsin. Do you have this as a background theme?
You should cover these guys. I mean, they are so much fun, right? I mean,
sure.
Oh, my God. They're the best.
The band?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
That's just a lot of fun to go and see them in fifth quarter.
I wish my marching band and all that kind of stuff, pep band, was as exciting as they are.
Oh, my.
Because ours is pretty boring. You know, we played the horse and you played, you know, whatever, but that was about it.
Yeah.
You talking college or high school?
High school.
Oh, high school. Okay.
Yeah.
That is all up to the music director. If some of them come in with these crazy ideas, but then a lot of that's funded by the parents because the school's like, we're not going to pay for that. But anyway, right. I think that's a great outlet. That's where I spent a lot of time. And that, yeah. Hey,
cover some of these bands. You would have been a drummer.
Did you play any instruments at all?
No, I didn't. I mean, I played piano growing up for a long time, but I didn't pursue it or continue.
Okay, no disrespect. Drummer or roadie?
Oh, yeah. I think.
I don't know. I see trumpet player though too.
Do you?
I do.
Little Albert there.
Yeah, hey, it looks like Albert.
Maybe that could work. All right, so you've got this wonderfully Wisconsin. How often do you post one? Notice my tech language. You know? Clicks, post. I'm doing more.
What was the other word you used? Monetize.
That one I've used for years. Yeah. Brad's really talking. How often can we look for something new?
Three times a week. So
that's a lot.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So I post
a lot
every
road type.
Yeah, it is. So every Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, and right away in the morning. So usually about 6 a.m. I'm posting.
Awesome.
So what do you have queued up? You have 2 weeks ahead? I mean, do you have like six shows?
I'm about a month ahead
my
content.
All right.
I just do that just in case. It's like if I get sick. There was in November, I was so sick. I could hardly talk. So it was like 3 weeks. There was no way I could do a voiceover or do a live.
Right. Well, that's good. So you got that all?
Yep.
People look forward to that. Tell me the times again. Although we can listen to this anytime, right?
You can watch it at any time.
Right. But you post it. Tell me again, Wednesdays?
Wednesday mornings, Friday mornings, Sunday mornings.
Okay, cool.
Who does your editing and everything?
Me.
Do it all yourself, huh?
I do it all myself. And then typically on Saturdays, I do a live show. It's kind of like this, but me, and I'll just sit there and have a bunch of people show up and they'll ask me questions. We'll have a conversation. I have a lot of regulars in there.
Cool.
We just have a fun Wisconsin hangout.
That sounds great.
So that show is not a podcast though.
No, it is not.
That's something that we would, again, go and put Wonderfully Wisconsin in. It's a video.
Yep.
Am I right on that?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me about the podcast world, which I guess you got to have a
podcast. We put our toes in it. Let's just put it that way.
We're looking.
Then we pulled them back out.
Yeah,
but then we kind of put a toe in and we pulled it back out.
But we do like Joe Rogan's financials.
Oh, so. God. Lordy.
No, tell me about your podcast world. You must have interaction with that.
Or to be a comedian, make, what, $250,000 a night?
I have a lot of people who want me to come on. So that's more recent. So I haven't done any podcasts yet, but that's probably going to be changing here in the next couple of weeks. So I don't know if I'll ever do one personally, because I think the videos themselves are kind of my podcast. It's like a video podcast, if that makes sense. But who knows? Maybe I know there's a lot of great podcasters in the area. Brad Zima that does like Rooted Wisconsin. He does great stuff. Chris Johnson, who does Passion Pod out in Eau Claire. Really great stuff. So they do a lot of like Wisconsin content. So it's like, well, maybe I could find, I'd be interested if I could find like a co-host where you're able to just have some conversation.
Todd would be your co-host.
Okay, Todd would be Wisconsin, an awesome co-host. And could help you produce too.
Absolutely.
See, are there some stories that you said you have maybe 2-3 weeks queued up? 3 shows a week, but is there something you're looking to do that you just haven't got the right contact waiting to do?
Well, for content wise, of course, there's a whole bunch of places in the state. You know, it's like I want to get up to the Apostle Islands. That place is so incredible. And unless you are a lifelong Wisconsin resident, you've probably never heard of it. And even a lot of people who live here, they've heard of it, but they have no clue. You know, so just things like that.
And Mackinac Island, you know, just to go over there and to the fudge, and that's just so cool. No cars. That would be, you could probably do, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 episodes there. There's just so many cool things on that island. So.
Sure. Yeah. Same with like Washington Island.
Right.
Go up there and do
it. Except there's snakes up there. Yeah. I don't like that.
I've heard that from other people, that it's loaded with snakes.
Debbie, that is.
Is that true?
I've never been there. I've been there, but I didn't notice any snakes.
Okay.
I guess I wasn't looking.
I had somebody else tell me that, too.
I've heard that, and that's why I've never been there.
There's a guy I worked with a few years back in real estate, and he's kind of a bigger guy, and he said there's a snake on the beach like the size of his arm, like a big pine snake or something.
Oh, sure, probably.
Or a big water snake.
Yep, probably a pine snake.
Okay. Just throwing that out there.
Well, there you go. There's another podcast for you, or whatever, another
snakes
one of your videos.
Snakes of Washington Island.
Right. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Well, okay, but now your wife's from Two Rivers area.
Yes.
I mean, that area is loaded with cool, fun things.
Oh, yeah, and beautiful.
Yeah.
So one of my best videos of all time, view-wise, was Neshota Beach there. Yeah. And I think that place is really slept on. Like, a lot of people, they just don't even...
Don't, you know what? Do me a
don't
favor.
Even think of it.
Don't do me a favor. Don't do anything on that. Keep that as quiet as possible.
That is a lot of comments I had.
I know.
People like, why are you exposing this hidden gem?
It's my favorite place in the world.
Is that unbelievable? I mean, that's ocean view. That
it
you
is.
See the ship come by and it the waves, the sound, everything about
the different
that,
colors
is,
that water can
that
be.
Is,
I mean, that water can be like turquoise green like that down there one day for the entire thing, and the next day it's the deepest blue you'll ever find. It's just, I just think that place is magical.
Oh,
I really do.
It is. And then the day that I was there to shoot video, the badger was actually coming by.
Absolutely.
I'm like, how perfect is this?
You know?
Yep.
But I even said in my video, and a lot of people didn't like I said this because they misinterpreted it, but I said when you're there, it makes you feel like you're not in Wisconsin. Yeah,
absolutely.
And a lot of people, you know, it's like, I'm not saying Wisconsin's a bad thing. I'm just saying, hey, you don't have to drive to Florida to get views. You can get them right here.
If somebody dropped in blindfolded and said, where do you think you are? Right. They would never say Seal Two Beach. Rivers, Wisconsin.
No, not ever.
Yeah.
You could do something on the SS Badger, too.
Oh, yeah.
That would be,
I definitely plan
that
on it.
Because that's fun. I mean, that is just a cool thing. Because, of course, they play bingo on there. There's all sorts of games. And I'm sure people would take an interest. Because everybody has seen it. But I don't know. I think a lot of people have been on it, though.
You know where I always mean to go to and I've never been to is the Sunday Place by Waverly.
Oh, that's the Washington House.
Yes.
I've been there many times.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I just drove by it on Saturday. I didn't stop.
Don't they have like a museum in there? Is there like a military museum?
Yeah, it's really cool.
I gotta stop in there next time. All right, my friend Paul Vandenplas, content creator, wonderfully Wisconsin. Tell everybody where to find you.
All right, you can find me on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, whatever social media platform you're on.
Lemonade.
Yep, absolutely.
I want to keep everybody informed.
Hey, you come around us. We're pretty hip in all this lingo. Thanks for being here, Paul. We're going to keep watching your stuff. Stacey Ryan, a phenomenal local author, will join us next.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A pair of state Republicans are pushing for more nuclear power in Wisconsin. State Representative David Steffen and State Senator Julian Bradley each chair committees related to energy and utilities and have introduced a resolution calling on the state legislature to publicly support nuclear power and fusion energy. They're also proposing a study to identify potential locations around the state that could become nuclear power plants. There is already one active nuclear power plant in Wisconsin located in Two Rivers. There are 16 decorative light poles along the College Avenue Bridge in Appleton that are starting to rust prematurely. This means that the lights, which are less than 16 years old, will have to be replaced. This will cost the city about $90,000. The rust is caused by excess salt and harsh weather conditions on the bridge. City officials say there are no safety issues with the light poles, but they will need to be replaced. The poles were originally paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. There's another scam going around in our area that targets elderly family members. Here's Melissa Kay with more.
Scammers don't seem to take a day off, and elders are often a target. The grandparent scam has been making the rounds again in our area. The caller claims to be a loved one asking for bond money because they've been in a car accident. They'll try to explain why they don't sound like your loved one by saying they were injured in the crash or they're suffering from a cold. If you receive a call like this, do not give them any personal information and contact the police.
WGBW has an e-newsletter that comes out twice a week, and it is filled with stories you care about from the greater Green Bay area. Subscribe today at WGBW.fm. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In Sometimes True Love Isn't Enough News, it appears Kanye West and his soulmate, Bianca Censori, are headed for divorce. The couple has been married a little over 2 years, which isn't too shabby by Hollywood standards. Yahoo Entertainment says things went from bad to worse after the Grammys stunt, where West instructed the love of his life to drop her coat and, quote, make a scene. Censori will receive a one-time payment of $5 million as a settlement. That's some serious scratch and should be enough to get her some new threads. Game of Thrones fans, there is another spinoff from the wildly popular HBO show headed your way. This is the third spinoff from GOT and will focus on the House of Targaryen. Another GOT spinoff, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, will hit the little screen later this year. According to Deadline, the franchise is more likely than not going to roll out several other spinoffs in the coming years. And why wouldn't they? We'll keep watching. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny but frigid today with a high near 4 above. Wind chill values between negative 15 and negative 25. For tonight, wind chill values again in the teens and 20s below zero. Actual low temperature of 10 below. Right now, 2 below.
Governor Tony Evers is set to share his budget address to the state on Tuesday, February 18th at 7 p.m. You can count on the Civic Media team to have it covered for you here, live.
And when the polls close, you'll also hear your primary election results from the races important to you and your family.
Live coverage of the elections in your area and the budget address, Tuesday, February 18th at 7 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and Northeast Wisconsin hip-hop artist and musician Matt Harper joins me in studio. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, and of course, the Civic Media app. Wind chill now 22 below, 6 below regular in Oshkosh, 2 below in Appleton, 3 below in Green Bay. Todd, that's down. Is it going to keep going that way?
Possibly, yeah. We keep dipping down further and further.
Wow. All right. Well, special thanks to Brittany Merlot for being here. Civic Media meteorologist Lance Allen, of course, CBS 58 in Milwaukee. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Paul Vandenplas. Always fun having him in here, content creator for Wonderfully Wisconsin. And another lady who's making a return appearance that we're honored to have in here. Stacey Ryan, local author, podcaster, the whole thing. And I'll tell you what, Stacey, just all the respect in the world when you've taken this horrific hand maybe that you've been dealt and you've said, I'm not going to sit and wallow, and I'm going to attack this whole thing in the form of books and podcasts. And welcome,
Iron Man. Thank
you. Iron Man.
Yeah. And then not only to do that, and John's right, for you to just to say, look, I'm not going to crawl into a bottle of gin. I'm not going to wallow in this thing.
Did I tell you I accidentally bought a bottle of gin last week?
Yes.
And I had to throw it out.
You thought it was vodka?
I poured it out. That is the worst.
It wasn't Grey Goose.
That is the worst tasting thing. It's the only time I've ever poured out a bottle of booze.
Oh dear.
Could have walked down a couple blocks and sold it to those people in the park
probably.
Over there.
Oh,
Jim would have taken it too, I think.
God.
I do like gin. But not only did you got through this, and you know, read some of your work, and it, what a struggle, but you're sharing that with people, which is really what we're here to talk about.
Yep, that is the only reason that I did all of this. When the year my husband was sick in 2020.
Go ahead and back up if you don't mind. Go ahead and give it a little background
all
if you
right.
don't mind.
So he was diagnosed at the end of 2019 with cancer that, you know, a few weeks into it, we knew the prognosis. But we worked hard to, you know, figure out how to save his life.
Could I ask what type? Or
it was colon cancer.
Okay.
By the time we found out what it was, it already had metastasized to his liver. So it was just not a good card at all.
Understood.
Okay. That's too bad. I mean, that is really sad because that, quite honestly, they'll tell you that is a little bit preventable with colonoscopies and getting your polyps mm-hmm. removed. And did he do that? But this just came on very aggressively, if I can ask?
You can ask. And he did not have a colonoscopy before that.
Yeah. You know, when you read, and there's a lot of like famous people that just didn't do, like Vince Lombardi. There's a whole bunch of people that just didn't want to do that. And I'm sorry that happened, but I think that's okay to talk about it as well.
Yes.
And you're sharing.
I mean,
that
that's
now.
The reality of what happened and where we are. But so yeah, he was dealt a really bad hand, and just you know,
at a young age,
yeah, he was 54. So. Yeah, again, fought like heck to save his life. But as that year was happening and we knew the prognosis, we had thousands of conversations and he would say to me, please go continue to live your best life. Go find purpose. You have so much to offer this world. And at that time, I would nod and look him in the eyes and promise him and tell him that I will absolutely do that. Internally, I was saying, I have no idea how I'm going to do that. So, you know, fast forward through 2021 and 2022, for me, it was just literally about figuring out how to get out of bed and every day figure out how to weigh to not resort to the gin vodka route, right?
Oh, yeah.
And find my strength again. I call 2021 my year of survival, where I just got out of bed and found one simple thing to smile about or to just a reason to get out of bed. And then in 2022, I mean, I'm not new to setting goals, right? I mean, I did the Ironman, all these things career-wise. But in 2022, I'm like, all right, I got to figure this out. I can't just continue just to get up to get up. So I started setting these goals, and friends and family were encouraging me to share my story with others. And I just thought, all right, I mean, what do I have to lose? And then this thing of, all right, I'll share my story turned into a thing now, right?
In a book.
Well, as in a book series, as in a podcast.
Yeah.
And so now I'm on a true, So, you know, the reason I added that story, the backstory is one to, you know, so people know the backstory, but quite honestly, I found my purpose. To share my story is my purpose because the reviews that I'm getting from my book series or my podcast, you know, specifically as it relates to widows out there, they're sending me messages that say, thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for being vulnerable. I had one lady who, and this brings me to tears every time I share this, but like she emailed me and said, thank you. I read your book series. I'm so glad that you shared this with me because she had lost her husband within the last year. Wow. She recently retired. She's like, I have quite literally been sitting in my rocking chair looking out the window with my cat on my lap, not knowing what I'm supposed to do with my life. And you inspired me to make my husband proud. And I am going to figure this out. So like to me, like I... Like that, just that's exactly why I did all of this. And I want to continue now to let other people outside of my friends and family in Green Bay know that this exists, right? Know that my podcast is available for them. As well as the book series.
Yeah, you can't put a price tag on that. That's awesome. You know, see, and how sad that is to, I don't know how old she was, but anybody in their 50s sitting in a rocking chair with a cat. Yeah. It's like, oh come God, on, you're just halfway there.
Right? It breaks my heart. But
oh,
she,
that's great.
Yeah, so.
Let me ask, you made it sound a little easier than I'm sure it was. You went from, lost my husband, write books, Iron Man, yada, 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 yada.
Well.
Where there had to be that one day.
Oh, there's more than one day.
Where you said, okay, I gotta do this, I gotta. Can you tell us a little bit about that whole mindset?
So in 2020, the end of 2022 is where I thought, all right, I'm going to start working on this podcast and things. But what was happening is I was starting to get stronger little by little every single day. And so then when I started actually putting words to paper, started sharing my podcast and writing my episodes, I had to quite literally relive moments in my life because I talk about all of the detail of what my husband went through his cancer journey in book 3. I talk about what I was dealing with in 2021 on my podcast. So I had to continually go back to a time that I had already started to process and not bury, but
open
kind
up
of bury.
Some doors that you closed.
So I knew, or I shouldn't say knew, I learned as I went how many hours I could spend on this in a day. Because when I was done with my brain as far as in my heart, because it hurt so bad, I'm like, all right, I'm done for the day. Walk away, come back tomorrow. So I had and then I work out still. So that continued to be a process and a release for me to make sure that, you know, I went for a walk or did yoga or whatever it was that I needed to release that energy. So yeah, it was super challenging.
I haven't read that, but I know. Okay, tell me about the socialization, the support groups, because that was a tough time for you because 2021 was COVID, right? And you probably.
Oh, yeah.
And we're with Stacy Ryan, local author and podcast.
Just curious as to what part that played into your, I'm not going to call it recovery, but just in your journey.
Yeah, so as I was healing, I had kind of this core group. We are blessed. I am blessed with thousands of friends and family, his, you know, family, my family. And so I just had these pockets of people that I would literally either have stay by my house or I would stay by them. For the entire year of 2021, I wasn't alone one day or one night. It was really hard for me to just wind down my day and then like, okay, be alone, right? That was super, I've never, for 30 years, I wasn't alone. So someone was always with me in that circle. And then as COVID sort of stopped being a thing, I could, you know, widen the circle, right? So I could not, hands down, and I referenced them a lot in my podcast, have gotten through this without them and the support. Oh my gosh. I and that's what breaks my heart is people who don't have that. And that's another reason while sharing my story, I feel like, you know, this allows them to feel like they're not alone when they're feeling some of these feelings if they don't get to share them with friends and family.
And I think that's so important that they can read and believe that they can get through it. Because there's people who take their own lives because it's just so tragic, you know? And I just want to say that, and if you're living in this bubble because of COVID, I mean, to get a book, to listen to a podcast, to say, wait a minute, not if you can do it, I can do it. But I mean, you're pretty humble about you didn't have any magic. And
it takes work. And it still takes work, you guys. Like, this isn't something I still, you know, have moments in my life where I'm just, I stop breathing for a second thinking, holy cow, what, you know, what happened? But I have this determination and I just dig deep every single day and there's grit and resiliency. And that's what I want to talk about and share with people, that there is hope. There is an opportunity for a whole new life, whatever that looks like.
Can you, okay, I've got your three books in my hand here. Three words is the title of one, 46 days is the other, 140.6 miles is the other, and the subtitle is, it was more than just crossing the finish line. What order do they, can you talk us through these three books?
So for 46 days is the first book, just the beginning of my healing journey, which I talk about. 2 months after my husband passed away, I got away for a while because I just needed to detox my brain, and I was gone for 46 days.
Got it.
And I talk about what I did on that journey to start the healing process.
Got it.
Book two is 140.6 smiles. It's a play on words. And that's where I talk about back in the day when I was doing marathons and Ironman and the like, I thought it was just about a goal that I was setting for myself. Fast forward to my now life, the strength and the determination it took to train for, because I talk about, I wasn't always this way and always into fitness. I talk about that.
Okay, I just picked up one of the books and just by chance came on one page, and it talks about how you were a really heavy smoker when you were young.
Oh, and my nieces and nephews, when they read that, they're like, what? I'm like, hey, we all have a past. Right. It's high school, you know? That's what you did back then. So that's what I talk about, the progression of what work I put into that, and then the support that I had from my husband and what I learned through that experience, and then how I applied that to this book three is called Three Words, which is powerful words that changed my life forever. The three words are, you have cancer. So I heard it myself in 2013 when I was diagnosed, and then in 2019 when my husband was diagnosed. So verbatim, I share from the moment we got the diagnosis to, well, through my journey of treatment and then his whole, the whole thing. And what we went through, what it felt like, but then what I feather in there. So it's not, there's sad things in there, right? Because it's the truth of what really happened. And again, I needed to share that part because people who are going to experience that need to know, again, they're not alone. And it's scary. But I also, the whole three book series, if you read all three, it is a true love story of what our life was like, what the strength, what the love was, what the determination. We fought my cancer journey together. Like, I couldn't have done it without him. And all of this coupled together is what my life was with my amazing husband. And so that's the chronicler of the book and what I share in all three. Wow.
So you're young. Will this continue? I mean, you're never going to get over this. I mean, that's just the way like death is.
You know, it started off to be like, well, I'll just, you know, talk a little bit. And then when I'm done, I'm done. But now it's become a thing. And I'm on this this mission to, like I said, share my word or my story with more people outside of just the circle. Season three of my podcast kicks off in a few weeks. I'm going to go into video podcasting and continue to share what I am doing in my whole new life. I am dating a widow who also lost his wife to cancer, and he's going to be on my podcast, and we're going to share, again, what it's like to date in our 50s, sharing what this whole new life is, and then again, what the opportunities are for people, and we're just going to be vulnerable and keep sharing until we don't feel like sharing anymore. That's what we're going to do.
And you haven't written something like I went to the moon. I mean, there's a lot of people going through this right now at this time.
Everyone, every family, everybody's dealt with something like this.
That's great. Thanks for sharing this.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask, we're going to send her a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask the role, and obviously you do these Ironman type things, the role that, and like we mentioned, not reaching for the gin or whatever, the role that having that other thing that gets you up off the couch and outside or whatever, how big of a part that plays for people recovering in both yourself with cancer and your husband's loss. So I think that's a really important aspect that I want to talk about. Is that cool?
Yeah, okay. I'll be here.
We'll be right back. Stacey Ryan, local author, podcaster. She's amazing. Back with more right after this.
Ashwaubenon to Alloway. This is 97.9 WGBW.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pegyl is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Getting close to wrapping it up on this really cool Monday morning. Wind chill of 22 degrees below zero in the area right now. We are joined by just a tremendous spokesperson, Stacy Ryan, local author, podcaster. I say spokesperson. There's about eight different categories you can be a spokesperson for in doing through right? all this. So
I want to do some public speaking and motivational like speaking. I'm like, which topic should
That's
I talk
exactly
about?
What I mean. Which one do you find is most important?
I think it's going to depend on the audience I'm speaking with. Right. And really the generalization of what I'm talking about is, and how I'm going to start marketing myself, is determination, grit, and resiliency. That's, you know, the umbrella of what I will be speaking about.
Love it.
And talking about now.
And there's a lot of venues to that. I mean, there's these cancer support groups. Right. There's these grief support groups. There's just a lot out there. And to hear, I mean, we sit around and talk about each other's experience, but I mean, You're through it a lot further than some other people. That's my
It took a lot of work. Oh, yeah, but it's an, like I said before, it's an continuation forever work kind of thing. So
before the break, I asked you that about the role that exercise and you take it a step beyond it. You take it numerous steps behind just exercise when you're talking about Ironman. But having something like that is a little bit of an outlet. The importance of that.
One of my podcasts, and I believe it's season one. Anyway, it's called Why I Make Exercise a Priority. And okay. On that episode, I talk about how that quite literally, it used to be something that I did because, you know, from a health perspective, obviously, sure. But I actually enjoy it and like challenging myself. But then after my husband passed away, it became a life-saving tool. And I talk about why and the benefits of that. And again, there were days where I could have easily not gotten out of bed, right? That would have been the easy route. And that's what I talk about is I chose to not take the easy route and then find that thing every day. And that exercise in 2021 was this life-saving thing for me to just create some positive endorphins. And then when I was reliving while I was writing and talking on my podcast, exercise gave me that release, you know, from all these toxins that I was putting back in my brain and my heart to release that. So exercise just does, I don't know, so many things. Awesome. I could just have a podcast on that.
You're right about that. And I don't know that you were ever close to going another direction, but it's unfortunate that a lot of people do. And
I talk about that, honestly, in my book. Yep.
And I want to ask you, did you go get some help or is this all driven by you?
Yep. Okay. And I have a podcast episode on that. And I talk about when I seeked counseling, it was about 5 months after my husband passed away. I'm like, all right, I got to talk to somebody. I chose to meet with one person, like a therapist, versus a group counseling setup, because for me, I get so attached to people that I'm like, how? I don't know how sitting around a room of people hearing their sad story is going to help me, because I'll just be sad. So I chose a therapist and I walked in there and I said, you know, here's my story, blah, blah, blah. I want tools when I walk out of here and how I can continue to move forward with, I'm already doing these things. Tell me what else I can do. And I want to work on those. And then I will work on those. And then I'll come back to you the next time and tell you how much progress I made. And she's like, oh, wow, Stacey, I've never had anybody come in here to be like, give me the tools. Mm-hmm. Most people come in and like just cry, woe is me, blah, right. blah, blah. And that's fine, too. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a necessary part of the journey and everyone's different. But for me, I was driven to be like, please help me. And I openly share what we talked about in our counseling sessions on one of my episodes.
Oh, that's great.
This is deep. This is great stuff. It's so impressive.
You know, I don't want to put a business spin on it, but there's...
But he will.
No, I just want to say... No, I'm open book. No, but my point on that is that's a huge market. There's just a lot of people that are like you or going to be like you. I found out, right?
Right?
It's unbelievable how many people in... Just as I was telling Johnny, yesterday I was at a basketball game. Some guy came up to me and I'm like, yeah, you know, when you go into Hawaii... And he goes, hey, look, man, I got cancer. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I know.
And it's just, I came out and told my wife that, and it doesn't sound great. I mean, I'm very sad for him. And... But I think, you know, you went through a very scary time, and then I'm sure you went through some different stages.
But you know what I like about this? And again, I can use the word like, because what you're doing is you're shedding light on something that is so in the corners. Nobody really wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about the pain they went through when they lost their husband or him with their wife. And you're bringing this out in such a bold way. It's like, don't be afraid to... You know what I mean? You're really aggressive about this, which I love. I think that's fantastic.
It's kind of my MO, probably a little bit. I am and have been a driven person as it relates to career and obviously fitness. And maybe this is just the next, you know, passion I have, right? Because all I am doing this for, like I said, is to make sure others know that they are not alone. And there are opportunities. And man, the feedback that I get, you know, that the one lady that I spoke about before, and I have more, you know, that reach out to me, or I have friends who, like you said, that their spouse, or they know somebody, their neighbor, you know, Stacey, what should I do? What should I say? And should I give them your books? Or should I have them listen to your podcast? And I'm like, yes. But, you know, they just are a month into their journey. Yeah. It might be a little bit too raw right now, but when it makes sense, and let them know that these exist. And, you know,
waited how long?
To do this? It was two years after. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell everybody, we got 1 minute left. Tell everybody where they can buy your books and find your podcast.
Okay. So my podcast is called Whole New Life.
Whole New Life.
And I am, my website is StaceyRyanAuthor.com. So all the links that I'm going to talk about are on there. I am on Buzzsprout, Apple, and Spotify for the podcast. And then my book series, you can buy on Amazon. I have it in ebook. A paperback, ebook, and audiobook, and the audiobooks I recorded in my voice. And you can buy them through me if you want to have a book signing party, book clubs.
Wants to hook you up for a speaking engagement.
StaceyRyanAuthor.com. My email is on there, please. I would love that so much.
And we will have that on our website and everything too, our Facebook and everything. Stacey Ryan, thank you.
Oh my gosh.
You're awesome.
I appreciate it.
You are awesome. We're out of time. Back in tomorrow morning, Mind of the Mayor. See ya. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend's headlines and give a preview to the spring primary election on Tuesday. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's a court hearing today challenging the Department of Government Efficiency's authority to make cuts, but ABC's Rachel Scott says it's already made sweeping cuts with more on the way.
Over at the FAA, one union says several hundred probationary workers began to receive firing notices on Friday night. Immigration judges also a part of the sweeping cuts, with 13 who were about to be sworn in fired on Friday, and two current judges were removed without cause. And at the Department of Energy, at least 2,000 workers let go. More than 1,000 people fired from Veterans Affairs and another 1,000 from the CDC.
It's confusion at the agency that maintains the nation's nuclear stockpile. 300 employees were fired, but officials now trying to hire them back. 10 people are dead, 9 of them in Kentucky as a result of extensive flooding in the region. And Pope Francis requires further hospitalization, according to the Vatican, saying the 88-year-old's respiratory tract infection presents a complex picture. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with